Our reading this morning is Ruth chapter 4, reading the first 10 verses. Boaz went to the city gate and sat there. Just then the relative about whom he had spoken was passing by. Boaz said, "Please come over here and sit, my friend." So the man came over and sat down. Then Boaz chose 10 men who were leaders of that city and said, "Sit here." So they also sat down. Boaz said to the man, "Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, is selling the field that belonged to our relative Elimelech. So I said that I would inform you. Buy it in the presence of these men sitting here and in the presence of the leaders of our people. If you wish to buy back the property, you can buy back the property. But if you do not wish to buy back the property, tell me. Then I will know that I am next in line because there is no other relative except me." The man said, "I'll buy back the property." Boaz continued, "When you buy the field from Naomi, you will also assume responsibility for the Moabite, Ruth, the dead man's widow. This keeps the inheritance in the dead man's name." The man replied, "In that case, I cannot assume responsibility for her. If I did, I would ruin my inheritance. Take all my rights to buy back the property for yourself, because I cannot assume that responsibility. This is the way it used to be in Israel concerning buying back property and exchanging goods. In order to make every matter legal, a man would take off his sandal and give it to the other man. This was the way a contract was publicly approved in Israel." So when the man said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," he took off his sandal. Then Boaz said to the leaders and to all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. In addition, I have bought as my wife the Moabite Ruth, Mahlon's widow, to keep the inheritance in the dead man's name. In this way, the dead man's name will not be cut off from his relatives or from the public records. Today, you are my witnesses. You are the witnesses." A little bit of the background on this. Naomi had a husband, Elimelech. She had two sons, Chilion and Mahlon. And they married Moabite wives. Now this was not looked kindly upon in Israel. But I'll go into that a little later on. It's just a little bit of background. Now Elimelech died, and Mahlon and Chilion died as well. Naomi came back to Israel from the land of Moab where she'd been. One daughter-in-law stayed in Moab. The other one came with Naomi. That was Ruth. We'll touch more on that a little later in the message. A little bit of background on the book of Ruth. Naomi had two sons, Chilion and Mahlon. And she left Israel to go to Moab. Now, the Moabite nation is a very interesting one. They worshipped the god Molech. And part of their worship was to sacrifice their children. make them pass through the fire. It was an offering unto Molech. Now, where did this nation of Moabites come from? Well, when Abraham left his land to go to the land that God had promised him, does anyone know who he took with him? Yes, Phil?
Lot.
Yes, he took Lot with him. Now, Lot settled in a town called Sodom. Yes. I might put people on the spot during this message. Now, God brought judgment upon Sodom, and Lot and his wife and two daughters were escaping out of Sodom because God warned them to get out. And they were told not to look back. But Lot's wife did what? She looked back. And she was turned to a pillar of salt. And if you go into some caves, forget the name of them now, out of Goulburn anyway. Wombien, that's right. They have a particular formation there that they call Lot's wife. And what's this got to do with Moab? Well, Lot had two daughters. And they could see that there were no men around. So they both got pregnant by their father. Incestuous relationship. And the older daughter bore a son, and she named him Moab. And the younger daughter bore a son also, and she named him Ammon. And here we have the starting of the Ammonites and the Moabites. Now, God gave instructions to the Israelites later on that the Moabites were not to be killed off. They were not to be attacked in war because of the promise that he had made to Lot. See, God honors his promises. But nevertheless, the Moabites were a thorn in the side of Israel. Anyway, Naomi goes off to Moab, and there her two sons marry Moabite girls. This is roughly 1,040 years later from the time of Lot. And the two sons die. And the two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, are presented with a predicament because Naomi wants to return to Israel. And Orpah says, well, you know, I'll stay with my people. And Ruth says, may the only thing that separates us be death. Your people will your people will be my people, and your God, my God. That's what she says to Naomi. Now, that's a commitment. So Naomi and Ruth head back to Israel. And Naomi is of the tribe of Judah. And there is a near kinsman of her late husband, Elimelech, by the name of Boaz. And Ruth catches the eye of Boaz. Now, I'll pause here and ask, what is your understanding of redemption or redeeming something? Who can tell me what they understand about redeeming or being redeemed? Sorry? Being cleansed? Hey, you've got part of the original meaning there. Forgiven? Well, that's part of the original meaning. Being ransomed? Yeah. Being brought back? You've got the Western view of it. The first world view. The story is told of a little boy who made a boat. And he was very proud of this little toy boat. And he took it out and he was sailing it in the water in the gutter. And it got washed down the drain. And some months later, he's walking past a pawn shop. And he saw this boat sitting in the pawn shop. And he went in to the owner of the shop and said, "That's my boat. I made it." And the owner said, "Well, yeah, it's been brought in here and pawned. The only way you can get it is to redeem it, to buy it back." So the little boy went back home and got his money. And he went in and he bought that boat. And as he walked out, he's cuddling the boat and he said, "You're mine twice over. I made you. And I redeemed you." And that's an important understanding of redemption. But redemption also has a deeper meaning of being restored to original state or original status. Boaz was redeeming the property of Elimelech, because Boaz was in the line of legal ability to buy that property back so that it was not lost to Elimelech's name. It was a preservation of the name and title. But with that property was also Elimelech's daughter-in-law, Ruth, who had come back with Naomi, to be part of Israel. She had forsaken her Moabite upbringing and come back to be a part of Israel. "Your people will be my people and your God my God," she said to Naomi. Now, this Book of Ruth just sits out there. A lot of people don't even read it, don't know much about it. But the rest of the Book of Ruth, or of that chapter, all the people who were at the gate, including the leaders, said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make this wife who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built our family of Israel. So show your strength of character in Ephratah and make a name for yourself in Bethlehem. Also from the descendant whom the Lord will give you from this young woman, May your family become like the family of Perez, the son of Tamar, the son whom Tamar gave birth to for Judah. Then Boaz took Ruth home and she became his wife. He slept with her and the Lord gave her the ability to become pregnant. So she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise the Lord who has remembered today to give you someone who will take care of you. The child's name will be famous in Israel. He will bring you a new life and support you in your old age. Your daughter-in-law, who loves you, is better to you than seven sons, because she has given birth." Excuse me. Naomi took the child, held him on her lap, and became his guardian. The women in the neighborhood said, "Naomi has a son." So they gave him the name Obed. He became the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. The tribe of Judah. Out of David's line comes our Redeemer. Jesus. This book of Ruth is a very important lesson in redemption. Ruth was taken from her upbringing and brought into Israel. She was redeemed. And she was given the promises that God gave to his people. And through her was the lineage of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. As you think on the rest of today, maybe the rest of your life, just consider what it is to be redeemed. To be taken from where you have gone, where you have been, and brought into the relationship that was prepared for you before the beginning of time. Job could say, after he'd been through all his stress and sickness, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that these eyes will see him, even though my skin be gone and my flesh be rotted away. These eyes will see my Redeemer."